Welcome to Professor Bob and Professor Sherry's excellent adventure to Spain. Today we're on day 6. We're still in Barcelona. We will be here in Barcelona for one more day. Now today is one that I was really looking forward to. We're going up to Montjac, which is the big hill, little mountain if you will, that overlooks Barcelona and the sea. And we saw it on the way in from the airport. And the one side of it that faces the airport, that is a gigantic cemetery. And you can't miss it. And then you go along and you ultimately see the castle de Saint-Jacques or Montjac. And then they up there, they have all sorts of things. This is where they had the Olympic Stadium. They've got the Museum of Miró. They've got the main Catalonian Museum. There's an archaeological museum. There's a botanical garden. You can spend the whole day or more up there. And getting up there was a concern because I thought we're going to have to go walk up. And you can, if you go into the Plaza de España, you can walk up. But when you get to the hill, they have escalators that go up. They don't go down, but they do go up. But then we found something else. So we got up, and we got on the metro, same one we've been taking, Metro Line 3, and we go the other direction. Instead of going up towards Park Güell, we go the opposite way, heading towards the university. Well, the first stop is a terminal where you get on a funicular, a cog railway. And the cog railway will then take you up to a certain point on Montjac. And if you want to go up to the fort, at that particular point, you just turn around, go up a couple of flights of stairs, and you get on a sky car. And it will take you then all the way up to the fort. Now, there's one that goes from the World Trade Center in the harbor to the Hotel of Miramar. But it's hard to get to and from either one of those items. But this one was a little bit different. And then I read a little bit further and it's pretty easy walk from the location where you change from the funicular to the cable car down to the other museums. And if you get tired, they do have bus service that goes around there. There's all sorts of stuff. So anyway, we did that. We got on the metro. We got off. We took the funicular up. And then we bought tickets for the sky car. And it's really interesting because you get a magnificent view from up there as you're moving along. But it takes a 90-degree turn at one of the terminals. And it's really neat when it slows down. You get some nice pictures. And then it takes you all the way up to the fort. Now, Montjac is a really nice star fort. And, of course, people talk about it as being, you know, one of the things that was built to protect the city from pirates and other things. Unfortunately, under President Franco, it was used more or less to keep the Catalans from becoming independent. And as a matter of fact, you really shouldn't say, well, I'm going up to Montjac. You should say, I'm going to visit the fort at Montjac. Because the term, I'm going to Montjac, was a term that was given by people who were being arrested and taken by the political parties up to there, and you would just disappear. So it has a very dark history back behind it. So we went up there. And the view is spectacular. And we had nice cloudless sky. We were disappointed that they weren't racing the big yachts for the America's Cup at that time. But we got a beautiful view of the city. And then we wandered around the fort, took some pictures, didn't really go into it. So that was nice. Then we go back and get back on the cable car, go back down to the original site. And they've got a nice map there showing which direction you need to go on the street if you want to see the other stuff. So our next stop was the Museum of Joan Miró. And we bought a ticket for the main museums in Barcelona, where you buy a ticket and you can go to see 5 of them, and you have a whole year to use the ticket. Well, of course, we're here on Sunday, and it's free day. So we didn't need to have our ticket stamped, but we'd had it done anyway. But it did mean that they were a little bit crowded. Now, the Miró Museum has some of his spectacular modern art, but the favorite, the best one, is out in the garden that are around the building. And again, has a nice view down on the city. So we then walk from the Miró down to the Museum of Art of Catalonia, which is a gigantic building. It has an amphitheater on the inside of it with an organ, and they do various performances in there. And they have an excellent art gallery of Romanesque art, which is really nice. So we've got there. Of course, now we're a little on the hungry side. And they have an outside cafeteria. They have kind of an inside sandwich shop, but they do have a restaurant. So we went up to where the restaurant was, and it's magnificent. It is just, it's not as fancy as Train Blue in Paris, but it gives you the same vibe. Now, they didn't start serving lunch until 1 o'clock. So we made a reservation, then wandered around and looked at some of the different things and rested. Then we went back to have lunch. It was wonderful. We didn't get a seat with the window. We were one away, which meant we could still see out the window. And actually, the window went all the way straight down the Plaza España. So you got a beautiful view of that city. It's too bad. They have what they call the Magic Fountain in the Plaza de España, and it changes colors and puts on a show, but it was under reconstruction and repair while we were there. Superb people operating, the hostesses and whatever were just excellent. I felt like we were in a high-class restaurant, and at the end, I told the maitre d', I said, you know, we've eaten in a lot of fancy restaurants, and this is as good as any of the others. Your food was great. Your staff was great. I'm surprised you don't do evening service. And he said they're trying to do that. They thought that they weren't getting enough use out of it here, and they thought if they could pick a day of the week, it would work out. And I said I would come here all the time if I lived here for a night service so you could look out and see the changing fountain. And then it was time to walk down the hill. So we start walking down the hill. You get a beautiful view over the city heading toward the Plaza España. And when we get down to the main center where the fountain is, there's a round building off to the side. And it's the old National Bullring, but they've turned it into a multi-use building. It's covered now, and it's shopping through three or four stories. Then they have two stories of cinemas, and then they have restaurants on the lower floor, and then restaurants at the very top all the way around it. So no matter which restaurant you plan to have lunch, dinner, or whatever, you get a view over the city. And of course, again, you get once more another spectacular view of the city, although they have it very heavily fenced, so nobody does a 1.5 off the building down to the street below. But I'll talk about that a little bit more, because one of the things we did the day before we left Spain to come home is we went shopping in Barcelona, and we went here to shop as well as to have lunch. So it was quite fun. So we had a really nice time. We did not see the Museum of Archaeology. You only see so many museums in a day sometimes. So now we have to get back to our hotel. So we go to the Plaza España. Now, in that area, they have their metro services, three different lines. So you have to make sure you get the right line. Ours was line 3, which is green. We found it, got back on the metro, went right back to where we got on, and went back to our hotel. So it was a really easy day. And again, people, they spoke English. We usually said hello and whatever we did in Spanish, or I use Catalan all the time because I actually thought it was easier to say, and that usually elicited a nice response. It was really funny in the museum when they say, we're sorry, but it's free today, so you don't need to use your ticket. You could use it another time. And I said, well, we're not going to be back in over a year, so it'll wear out. So they stamped it anyway. So it was a nice, relaxing day, beautiful weather. We go back to the hotel, and then we just wandered around down at the port later on that evening and had dinner, and then got back to the hotel. And our next day, which is our last full day, we saved for the old city, the cathedral, and then the walkthrough of the museum, the Naval Museum, which is something I've wanted to see, because the Naval Museum has a full-size replica of the Spanish flagship at the Battle of Lepanto, where the combined Christian forces defeated the Ottoman Empire's fleet, and then that took the Ottoman control of the Mediterranean away. So it was a nice day, just pretty standard, wonderful time. I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.